Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Kate.
It isn't the worst storm I've seen on this island.
You're very cool, aren't you?
I'm not afraid of a storm.
I'll put a little more coal in that stove. Fireplace isn't much good with a wood damp. You won't change your mind about coffee?
No, Ben will be here pretty soon.
You are afraid, aren't you?
Michael, I've come back to this cottage, to this island, for the first time since Tom died.
And you find a stranger here.
Well, you're not a stranger. You knew Tom. Hmm. Apparently, in many ways, even better than I did.
Yeah, a lot longer.
And you moved in. I do wish you'd written me or let me know.
No way.
All right, no way. But you can go on staying here. I told you that. But, Michael, I want to leave. I know somebody will come for me.
Yeah. Go out and look. You can't see your hand in front of your face.
Storms don't last forever.
I admire you, Kate. Even though you're being foolish.
To want to get back?
No, to run out. You came over here to find out something about Tom. You mentioned Stephen Wolfe. Well, I can tell you a lot. Why don't you want to hear it?
I do want to hear it.
All right. Then let's have some coffee. I got a few cans of beans stashed away, and we'll have a pleasant evening.
Why can't you tell me now, before the boat gets here?
Say I don't want to.
Michael, don't you think you owe me this information?
Owe you?
For Tom's sake. For all the months you've been staying here. Michael, what are you doing?
Closing the shutters. Wind's coming through.
Well, maybe this isn't the time to talk. All right, let's have some coffee. I'll make it.
You didn't listen to me before, did you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I heard every word.
I said I'd tell you the things I know if you'd stay around.
I'm going to stay around, Michael. I'm going to be at the Wheelers another couple of days, maybe. I'll come back tomorrow.
You're being clever, Kate. Not clever enough. You think there's something wrong with me. Oh, you'll come back tomorrow with Ben. Well, tomorrow I won't be here.
I said you could stay.
Oh, granting favors? No, thank you. You came here, you spoiled what I had. I'll be moving on. So if there's anything you want to know...
Michael, let's talk now, please. Then I'll leave and you'll never hear from me again.
No, no. Not while that boat's on the way. I've been alone a long time, Kate. People are always coming, staring at me, running away.
Nobody stares at you, Michael. You look just like anybody else.
Yeah, but I'm not, you see, like anybody else.
You're alone because that's what you want.
Don't bug me, Kate. I'll talk to you about Tom and what he did if you stop that boat.
I can't. It's on its way.
There's a box of flares in that cupboard beside the fireplace. I found them one day. You kept them for some reason. Why?
When Tom and I lived here on the island and the storm came up, we could signal.
Well, there are two kinds, white and red.
Red, if we needed help, and white, if we were all right.
There they are. Brand new box. Dry, usable.
But there'd be no point. I'm sure the boat's already left.
Well, it'd take an hour against this wind. A white flare would turn it back, wouldn't it?
Maybe, for a little while.
You are afraid, aren't you?
I told you I wasn't.
Good. Good. I'll go out and set out a couple of white flares, and we'll have all the time we want.
Let me set them up.
Oh, no.
I know the best high spot where they can be seen.
Okay, put on that slicker. We'll both go. I wouldn't want you to try to fool me, Kate.
I'm Trudy Kiefer, Kate's friend.
Why, Trudy? Well, I'm going to call you that. Kate's talked so much about.
I came a whole day early. Do you mind?
Oh, why, no, I'm delighted. Now, here, let me take your things.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I'll just put them up here.
Well, the weather forecast was so bad, I thought I ought to start this afternoon. Well, those roads get pretty bad up there near the lake.
Oh. Is Kate around?
Oh, she'll be here pretty soon. She went out to Gull Island.
In this weather?
Oh, the storm came up quick. You know, they do this time of year, but Ben's gone to fetch her.
In a boat?
No other way to get to an island, Trudy.
Oh, I wouldn't be out on that water for anything.
When you live near the sea all your life, you get to know it.
Oh.
Now, come on in the kitchen, and I'll make a nice fresh pot of coffee.
Oh, what a wonderful big kitchen.
Well, we live in here, especially in winter.
Hey, what's that?
What?
That bell I hear.
Oh, that's the bell buoy marking the channel. I'll be here now, but in a storm it's mighty comforting.
Oh, sure sounds spooky. Oh, just listen to that bell.
You don't know much about the sea, do you?
From Minnesota? I never saw the ocean until I was 20.
Oh,
I can't imagine being out on that island like Kate. Hey, she's not alone.
Well, it's what she wanted, just to be out there in that cottage for a few hours by herself. I guess she's got a few things to live over again.
It's where Tom died, isn't it?
Disappeared off his boat. The currents hereabout can be tricky. But I never believed all those stories about the drugs. Oh, he was such a fine young man.
Mrs. Wheeler, how long does it take to get over to the island?
About half hour, I'd say, in a small boat. Now, Tootie, don't you fret. This weather's nothing to my husband. He'll fetch her back.
Oh, sure.
This coffee will be ready soon.
No, it's that bell. Tolling.
That's a mighty welcome sound in the dark.
Is that cottage over there all right to stay in?
Well, Ben goes over every couple of weeks, and there's wood, and the roof's tight.
Uh-huh.
He's even put a box of flares in. Now, if Kate's in trouble, she'd signal.
Oh,
I don't think you know Kate.
Well, I only know her in the city. She was sort of lost at times.
Well, put her over on that island, and there's nothing she can't do.
Well, I'm certainly glad to know that, Miss Wheeler.
Now, you just better stay here for a while, Trudy.
Oh, not me. No, I'm scared of all that water.
Oh, this seems like anything big and wild. You got to understand it, and then you can live with it. Ben!
Yep. Bad out there. Worse than I thought.
Trudy, this is Kate's friend, Ben, and this is my husband.
Oh, hello.
Where's Kate?
I had to turn back. Pleased to meet you, Trudy.
Same here. Kate is still out there on that island?
Yep. Couldn't hardly make headway in the small boat. Wind kept blowing me back fast, and I moved ahead.
Well, what about Kate?
No, don't you worry, Trudy. Kate's snug in that cottage, isn't she, Ben?
I'm going right out again to get her. Taking the big boat. It's got the engine power I need to go against them waves.
Can't you wait until the wind drops?
I seen a flare out there.
A flare?
Yep. One and then a second. Both white.
Well, you better get right out there. Ben, there couldn't be anybody else on Gull Island, could there? Except Kate?
Well, as far as I know...
Tell me, Ben.
You mean somebody's out there? Somebody Kate doesn't know?
Well, now, Ben will look after her. Now, don't worry, Trudy.
What does he mean? White flares.
Trouble. White. That's for distress, because you can see white further. After dark.
Did Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Ladies, gentlemen, another chapter of Vanity Fair written by me, William Makepeace Thackeray, for your pleasure, I hope. Have you noticed ever that it is in the nature of lovers to forget all excepting themselves? Are Becky Sharp and Rawdon Crawley to be an exception? Remind yourselves that all has gone better than well in the matter of diddling Miss Crawley regarding their love affair. Smug and pleased they are, and thus is there a dangerous likelihood that they may grow careless? One hopes, and I myself believe, Becky is too wise and clever to place in jeopardy the wealthy future she intends. But she does bear watching. Tonight, she has just brought into Miss Crawley's sick room a parcel addressed to that bedded lady.
Who can it be from, Becky?
A ragtag sort of fellow brought it. I asked who sent him. A gent, he said, but the gent had no name.
Open it quickly. I adore presents.
I shall not open it, Miss Crawley, until you drink your medicine.
Listen to Adele. I order you.
Dr. Swinnerton has ordered me to order you. There it has sat beside you the past hour. You will not take it. Until you do, you will not know what the present is.
Oh, you are naughty. And a sassy to me is just a pit. I don't know whether to be angry or amused.
Just be good and drink your medicine.
It's doing me no good at all.
It is. You're better each day. Oh, dear me, I do wonder what is in this parcel. A diamond necklace? No, too large. A music box like my love sent to me? No, too small. What can it be?
Oh, do stop, Becky. I'll drink the horrid potion. But not all at once.
Very well. Half first. Then complain a while, and then the rest. Oh, very good. Very good. Oh, not yet half. Drink. Ah, you have done nicely. Half is down. Now complain.
I suspect the present is from Rawdon to placate me. He's not coming to see his auntie tonight.
Oh, I'm certain he will. And you do remember, Miss Crawley, you promised I may meet my Gordy tonight and go to the music hall.
What time?
Oh, he can't quit the barracks till Captain Rawdon returns.
Why ever not?
I don't know why, but it's what he said in his note. Perhaps if the captain comes by hackney coach, he'll drop me where I'm to meet Gordy, and I won't have to pay.
Certainly he will. I'll see to it myself. I have his word. He means to be friends with you. Oh, do open my present. I'll drink the rest of the vile medicine after.
Oh, very well.
If it's chocolates, Dr. Smithson has forbidden them. But I shall have one, unless my cruel nurse prevents.
Oh, here's a note under the first wrapping. Oh, dear, take it. I couldn't help but see it signed by Reed.
Young Pitt.
What can he have sent?
I know before I read or see he's done this before, sent me wretched pamphlets. Is it not so?
Yes, but aren't you to read his note?
If I can bear it. Dear Aunt Matilda, my father, your brother, has informed me of your illness, most regrettable. I hasten to send several uplifting tracts to prepare you for the change from this world to another. How dare he?
Well, he has dared. Here are three. One, prepare to meet thy maker.
Oh.
Two, the wages of sin is death.
Oh, he knows I am deathly afraid of death.
Three, have you repented?
Oh, I've not, but I will. Is this a sign I will die? I'm not getting well. I'll drink the medicine this minute right away.
Oh, dear, Miss Crawley, I regret it took three Bible tracts to accomplish it, but you are not going to die.
Oh, fine. Will you allow young Pitt to do this to you?
He has done it.
Now you do something, say something, play the music box, anything to take away the bad taste of medicine and track.
Yes, right away. Yes, yes, all right.
That's better.
Oh, Aunt Matilda!
Oh, Lord, no, thank heaven you're not your brother.
Does he come here?
Yes, he does.
Good evening, Miss Rebecca.
Good evening, Captain Rawdon.
Is that the music box your true love sent?
Yes.
If I may be so bold to ask, do you love him very much?
You may not be so bold. 'Tis very rude.
Ah, but I like being asked. Yes, Captain. I love him with all my heart.
There. Do you see, dear listeners, what I meant about carelessness? Were Miss Crawley not preoccupied with death and repentance, she would have heard in their voices and seen in their eyes the truth. Stay, please. I shall be back.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oceder makes your life easier.
Together, Becky and Rawdon have left the house with Miss Crawley's blind approval. Miss Briggs will sit with her friend whilst Matilda worries about heaven and hell, not, thank heaven, about the looks which pass between her nephew and her nurse. Those two have gone to Rawdon's flat, a dangerous pastime in itself, for various reasons. I shall name one. Who might see her go in or come out? All the same, they are there.
Becky, I can bear no more of this. I beg, I implore you, let us be married now, now.
Oh, my only love, I want it more than life, but it cannot yet be.
Aunt Matilda will not disown me, she adores you.
Not enough, not yet, but she will, that much I can promise. We must wait till then.
Can't, I tell you.
Can and will, because we must. Oh, it won't be very long, I'm certain of it.
Oh.
Oh, sing to me.
You're trying to distract me. I vow, Becky, I can't endure to be cast off like this.
Cast off?
Green sleeves.
Mm.
You made me think of the song. Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me off discourteously. And I have loved you so long, delighting in your company.
Do you delight in it?
You can ask.
And you'll not cast me off?
If you intend thus to disdain, it does the more enrapture me. And even so I shall remain a lover in captivity.
My lover in captivity.
Oh, damn me, I am a captive. Now, my angel, listen to me. For once, listen to me. You've said all along what we should do. Have I not followed, obeyed, been your captive?
Oh, you have, you have.
You alone have called the tune.
Have I ever been wrong?
Never. But is it not my turn? Will you let me call it now?
Oh, darling, dearest, we can't be married yet. I'm not wrong in this either. I know it would be fatal.
Not, my sweet, not if we marry in secret.
In secret?
Will you? Say you will.
Oh, don't. Tempt me, sir.
Ah, you are at least tempted.
Oh, to think upon it. Oh, I will think and think and think. How can I not?
Ah. Green sleeves was all my joy. Green sleeves was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart of gold. And who but my lady, green sleeves.
Dangerous, dangerous, all could be lost. Surely Becky will have the wisdom to... Surely? Well, I do not count upon it. Dear listeners, let us brood over this matter till we meet on Monday. Until then, I am and ever shall be your obedient servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
All antiperspirants are basically the same. Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net. The first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by the Oseeder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life, brought to you by 4-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible.
I've got to hang up. I just heard Bob come in the back door. I don't know where he's been. I'm so mad at him. I will. I'll call you tomorrow, and I'm just so sorry. I'll call you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Oh, you still up? It must be nearly midnight. Boy, am I tired.
I know it is nearly midnight.
Well, you didn't have to wait up for me, dear. I told you I might be a little late getting home tonight.
A little late?
I know. I never expected it to be this late. Where are all the hangers in this closet? I made a point of putting a lot of wooden hangers in here so I'd have one for my heavy coat, and now everybody else has used them and left me with this crooked wire hanger which won't support anything.
Is that all you have to say?
Huh? Well, what's the matter? You mad about something?
After waiting an hour and a half for four dinner guests, and I sat down to a dried-up chicken dinner.
Dinner guest? Oh, for Pete's sake.
We were having dinner guests tonight, remember?
Yes.
You wanted me to ask the Hutchinsons for dinner tonight, remember?
Yeah.
And the Ripleys for Friday. You said ask them for Friday. Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
Well, this is Friday. Where were you?
I'm sorry it couldn't be helped, all this work at the office.
I phoned your office.
Well, the switchboard was disconnected.
I was so embarrassed all evening. Heaven knows what the Ripleys thought. We particularly wanted to ask them, remember, because our cat nearly killed their dog?
Their dog was in our yard.
Well, that's not the point.
Well, anyhow, I'm sorry. I forgot, but it couldn't be helped. We've had a terrible time at the office, and I've been half crazy. We should have balanced the books long before this, but Evelyn has been away on her vacation. The bookkeeper.
Evelyn?
Well, Miss Whittaker.
Oh, it's Evelyn now.
Oh, well, I call her Miss Whittaker at the office.
Where do you call her Evelyn?
I don't know why I said Evelyn. I just said it. After all, everybody else in the office calls her Evelyn. Sometimes I forget to say Miss Whittaker, and I say Evelyn, too. All the heck with it. I'm too tired to get all involved in this stupid discussion. Oh, I gotta take off my shoes.
We don't have to have a stupid discussion. It's just the first time I've heard you call her Evelyn, that's all. And since you were with her until midnight, were just you and Evelyn at the office?
No. We were chaperoned by a certified public accountant.
Oh.
And I am not in love with Miss Whittaker, and the accountant is not in love with Miss Whittaker, and she is not in love with either of us. Nothing was said about love tonight. We've just been going crazy trying to find a shortage in the books.
A shortage?
Yes. And with that on my mind, I just forgot about dinner guests. I'm very sorry. I'll phone them all tomorrow and apologize.
Oh, hi. Well, a shortage. Is it serious?
Any shortage is serious when you're balancing books.
What are you going to do?
Well, they're still down there looking over the books. I was so tired, I had to come home.
Well, I saved you some chicken. Would you like a drumstick and a glass of milk?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, honey. Boy, I am sorry about dinner.
Oh, forget it. Forget it, Gwen. Haven't you more important things on your mind to worry about? Well, there's some salad left, too, and I'll fix the plate for you. I'll bring it in, honey.
No. I'll come on out to the kitchen. Ooh, what a terrible day.
No wonder you're so upset and worn out. I'm just sorry you didn't have a decent dinner. When people are faced with a crisis, that's when they need plenty of nourishment to keep up their strength. Sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down. I'll fix you something.
Oh, just give me that drumstick to gnaw on.
Oh, you poor dear. I'm sorry I was so cross. Here, I'll get you some nice cold milk. Would you like some bread and butter, too?
Oh, yes. Fine. Thanks.
Let's get this done. You have any idea?
Huh?
I mean, I know you probably don't want to say, but do you have any idea?
Any idea about what?
Well, the shortage. I mean, who do you think?
Who do I think what? Oh, boy, this chicken really hits the spot. And where's the milk?
Oh, I'm getting it.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I think. That red-headed fellow you hired 2 months ago, when you introduced me to him right away I thought there's something funny about him. His eyes are too close together and he smiles too much.
What?
You know, you can't trust people who are always so utterly charming.
Honey, what
and
in the world?
He is short. Short men always feel they have to prove something.
What are you talking about?
He may be the kind who wouldn't think of stealing until the temptation presented itself. And
nobody stole the money.
Nobody stole the money?
Why, no.
Then where is it?
Well, that, dear, is what we don't know.
Then how do you know it wasn't stolen?
No. Will you hand me that glass of milk?
You won't be calling in the police?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's nothing serious, just annoying. I just don't see how 6 cents can disappear like that.
What did you say?
Well, I said it's very annoying.
How much is the shortage?
6 cents.
Six cents?
Yeah. 6 cents? No, this is good salad. I'm sorry.
You mean you're raising all this fuss over 6 cents?
Well, the books don't balance, dear. We're 6 cents short. We've got to get the books to balance. It's not really my job, but Miss Whittaker was so upset.
You mean that we were having company for dinner, you keep everybody waiting, and then you don't show up at all until 5 hours later, and all because of 6 cents?
Now, wait a minute.
Well, I started trembling when you mentioned the word shortage. I've been picturing a big scandal about the company to break out on the front pages. I've been admiring the way you were able to sit there just chewing on a chicken leg.
Honey, for Pete's sake, listen.
6 cents? You made that poor Miss Whittaker and that account stay down there and offer 6 cents?
The books have to balance. Now, let me explain
this. I'll give you the 6 cents. I can afford 6 cents even if that big company for you work for can't afford it. In fact, if you weren't so scotch, you'd have put in the 6 cents yourself and come home and had a decent dinner with your guests. Where's my purse? I'm going to give you the 6 cents.
Honey, it doesn't work that way. Let me explain. Will you please put that 6 cents away? I don't want your money.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Dinner guest. We wait an hour and a half for you, then you don't come home at all until midnight and offer 6 cents. It makes no sense. Or I should say it makes 6 cents. That's what it makes.
Now, honey, look, I know you're mad at me, but please listen. You don't understand. When you keep books, you have to keep them accurately. If you're 6 cents under or over, you simply have to keep checking until you find the mistake.
Just for a dinky little amount like that.
Yeah, that's the bookkeeping system. Oh.
Sounds like a pretty silly system to me.
Well, it so happens it's the bookkeeping system in use all over the world. And having been worked out by mathematical minds, it seems to do very nicely.
If you were several hundred dollars short, I could...
Then the CPA would have found the mistake in no time at all. It's these little amounts that make your head swim.
Well, I don't understand it at all.
I know you don't, but you have no head for figures anyway. The worst of it is that the accountant should have finished yesterday, but of course we had to keep him on today.
Keep him on? You mean you have to pay him?
Are you kidding? I'll say CPAs are expensive. At least $15 an hour, which means $120 at least just for an 8-hour day. And then you figure working all day today and up till midnight or later.
Your shortage was just 6 cents.
Right.
But the company pays him $15 an hour?
At least. That might even be more.
Do you mean to sit there and expect me to believe that your company would spend $200 or $300 for a man just to find 6 cents?
Well, yes. No.
$200 or $300 just for 6 cents?
You have to balance your books. And the debit balance doesn't agree with our credit balance. And we're sure the mistake isn't in the cash account. So now they're checking and rechecking the accounts receivable.
Don't change the subject.
This is the subject. It may be confusing to a layman. And especially to you who can't even balance a checkbook.
It's not only confusing, but it sounds just plain fishy.
Oh, there. Maybe that's Evelyn. I'll get it.
Evelyn?
Miss Whittaker. I told them to call me if they found the mistake.
I thought the phone was disconnected at your office. You said that's why I couldn't reach you.
Yes. But you can call out if you connect. The heck with it. Hello? Yes, I'm still up. Find it? Ha 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 ha! They found it. Where was it? I'll be darned. It was in the accounts receivable.
What do you know?
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful, darling.
Darling.
I'm not talking to Evelyn. I mean, Miss Whittaker. I'm talking to the accountant.
And you call him darling?
Yes, that's his name, darling. William Darling. Bill Darling. Look, will you get on the phone and talk to him?
No, he's probably in cahoots with you.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Listen, you have just given me the nuttiest explanation tonight that I think any husband ever gave his wife. Who, they say, is always the last to know. Good night.
Bill, do you think you could possibly drop around to the house tomorrow? Maybe you can help patch up my credit balance with my wife.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed. Four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
And to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
Feel better?
Oh, I know you're old enough to give yourself a bath, Jennifer, but that's one of the extras when you're in the hospital. You didn't know that, did you? Don't worry, Jen, darling. You'll be able to talk in a day or two when they take that tube out of your throat. Now, roll over and your Aunt Angela will do your back. And then you'll be able to get out of bed. Your mother's resting now, too. She was with you all night. Did you know Dr. Gonzalez and your daddy saved you? Well, they did. They found you. Oh, darling, we're all so glad, and we love you so much.
Dr. Carter. Oh, yes, I am expecting Miss Baldwin. Please send her in. I wish I could talk to someone about Emily. But I can't. Not if I can't tell her yet. Yes, come in, Ann.
Oh, Jason.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm all right, really.
How is Jennifer?
Well, so far, so good.
Well, just what happened? Your father told us briefly after you called him.
We very nearly lost her, Ann.
Well, that's what he said.
Yes, somehow she must have slipped and fell into the lake. And it was freezing cold.
Oh, the poor baby.
She was trapped under the ice for at least 45 minutes.
I don't understand how she could have lived.
Well, she wouldn't have if it hadn't been for Joe Gonzalez.
Oh, your father said he had gone up to the cabin with you before the holidays.
Yes, yes, we were very lucky he was with us. You know, just last week he happened to read in a medical journal about a Norwegian boy who was almost drowned. The boy was in the water for 40 minutes.
Sounds like a miracle.
Yes, yes, it does.
Well, how can anyone live after all that time with water in their lungs? I mean, no air, and freezing temperatures.
Well, it was because of two things. The cold, and also because Jen was so small.
What do you mean?
Well, when she fell in the ice-cold water, her body was rapidly cooled, you see. Her temperature went down to 75 degrees. And because of that, her brain didn't require much oxygen.
And her size? What did that have to do with it?
Well, anyone with a much larger body mass wouldn't have been able to chill fast enough.
Oh, I see. She was in a suspended state due to the cold.
Yes, exactly.
Will she suffer any effects from it?
Well, we don't know for sure yet. When the brain is deprived of oxygen for more than 4 or 5 minutes, usually there's brain damage.
Oh, no.
In case Joe Gonzalez knew about the boy, made a full recovery. So we have a very good chance with Jen.
When will you know?
Well, she's breathing through a tube now. She can't talk, but she seems alert. And I guess we'll know more when she can't talk.
How is Emily?
She's resting now, right here in the hospital.
Oh, it must have been hard on her.
Yes, it was. It still is. She knows there's a chance of brain damage, and she says if anyone can help Jen, she can. And, well, she's ready to take on the work of retraining. She's talking about rehabilitation, what she can do.
That's a very positive outlook, isn't it, Jason?
Yes, but she doesn't know.
She majored in child psychology. That should help.
Em's not very well herself.
Well, I thought she was getting better.
Well, we have to take one step at a time.
Oh, of course you do. I mean, first Jennifer, then Emily. Look how lucky you've been with Jennifer so far. That's bound to make Emily feel better and even get better.
Yeah, sure. Well, tell me, what kind of a holiday did you have at River Run?
A little tense.
Oh, really? What was the matter?
Well, your father is still unhappy with Lynn's new husband.
Oh, I thought he might have gotten used to Kurt by now.
Not very likely. And Lynn wants to move out of the guest cottage, and guess who's trying to talk her out of it?
Dad, of course.
And Kurt, too. They've at least found something they can agree on.
Well, now, why does Kurt want to stay? It can't be very comfortable living with a disapproving father-in-law.
That's what has Lynn baffled. And Robert's going around looking very pleased with himself.
Oh, yes. He's still got Lynn at home.
And he can show Lynn what an unsuitable man Kurt is, and keep an eye on him at the same time.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Lisa, why did you want to meet here?
Because it's very public.
We get so little time alone.
Yes, we do.
I can't manage to get away from Lynn very often.
For a wife, you shouldn't have married in the first place. She certainly knows how to make you behave.
That's not fair, Lisa.
Do you care for anything else?
I'll have another martini.
Just white wine, please.
Right away.
You're adapting very nicely, I see.
And what do you mean?
How long do you think you'll stay in condition? Martinis and no skiing? It will soon show.
You have a right to be angry, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
What did you think I should have done?
You could have told me that Lynn was no heiress, that there was no money there.
And come crawling back to Zurich?
You didn't have to go ahead with the marriage when you found out.
It was too late.
It's never too late.
I couldn't drop Lynn and suddenly start after Anne.
Oh, I should have known something like this would happen. After all, I went through keeping René from getting to Lynn's father.
I didn't know it was going to cost so much to pay him off.
You didn't want to know, Kurt.
Why are we wasting time here?
Here you are. If you want anything else, I'll be at the bar.
I don't think you've ever wanted to know what you cost, Kurt.
Well, let's go upstairs.
It's not going to work.
Then why did you come all the way from Zurich?
Oh, that's a very good question. One I ask myself quite often.
You wanted to be with me?
No. No, I wanted to sit in a dreary hotel room in a strange city, watching the phone, eating dreadful meals in what Americans call coffee shops.
Look, Lynn wants to meet you.
God, you are a fool.
What's wrong with that?
I tell you, I am lonely, and you suggest I become friendly with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you could take time for lunch, Angela.
Well, I'm pleased you asked, Anne.
Angela, Jason looks terrible.
Well, you know, he's been through an awful lot.
I know, but so have you.
Well, he went into the water to get Jen, and it was freezing.
I know, he told me.
And he's been very tired and depressed ever since he got back from Brixton.
He put in 2 long weeks there, and I imagine it was hard work.
Yes. And discovering an old girlfriend to boot. Tell me, what do you think of Helen Anthony?
Well, she seems very nice. She and Mother hit it off quite well, but Robert, while he seemed to like her, was quite intrigued.
I'll just bet he was.
Well, he just can't figure out why everyone's acting so civilized about it.
You know, for once, I agree with Robert.
Oh?
Well, I think I'm very broad-minded.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's always a preface to something less than that.
All right. I don't think Jason should have told Emily about Helen.
Oh, come on, Angela. Well, they were kids 20 years ago during wartime.
I still don't think he should have.
And have his wife invite his ex-girlfriend to stay with them as a guest and not know?
Well, Helen could have refused, you know.
Well, which could have looked a little strange.
Well, I think Helen's taking advantage of the situation just because Jason stayed with her and her husband in Brixton.
Well, if it doesn't bother Emily, why should you care?
And then there are the children to be thought of.
You're acting as though Jason has a great dark secret in his past that he should hide from everyone.
Now, Anne, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, either you're open about your life or you're not. Now, Jason knew Helen before he even met Emily. He has nothing to hide. You're the one who seems to be jealous, not Emily.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oseeder Angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oseeder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oseeder makes your life easier.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.